The Harrier jet combines the speed of a fighter plane with the maneuverability of a helicopter. These single-seater jets are known for their vertical takeoff and landing, ideal for close air support near the front lines. Designed by the British and now flown by the U.S. Marine Corps, Harriers have an accident-prone track record and are notoriously difficult to fly. But why not have one for your private collection? Yesterday, a 1976 Harrier sold at the Silverstone auctions in England for the equivalent of nearly $180,000. The weapon systems are dismantled and the engine isn't fitted to the plane, but with a little work, it could fly again. If a civilian flying a Harrier sounds ridiculous, well, there's already a guy doing it.
Hi, my name is Art Knowles, and I'm a retired Marine Corps pilot.
Knowles says he's the only civilian in the world to privately own and fly a Harrier. He's got a history with these planes. The first time he sat in the cockpit of one was 35 years ago.
I had the great fortune to fly about 75 different type model series of airplanes, most of them pretty exciting, F-18, F-16. But my absolute favorite has and always will be the Harrier.
That's why Knowles bought one. Back in 2006, a Sea Harrier went up for sale in the UK. Like the Harrier from this weekend's auction, it had no weapon systems and it was no longer equipped to fly. But Knowles was determined to get it back in the air.
The FAA was on board. The bank was on board. He offered it up for sale, and I was the first one there with a checkbook.
As for what he paid for this rare 1979 Sea Harrier, Knowles won't say.
We shook hands on a deal and signed a one-page contract written in Sharpie, and I headed back to the United States.
Meanwhile, the plane was taken apart, loaded onto a ship, and sent to the U.S. Then Knowles and his crew painstakingly put it all back together. If you're wondering what a manual for a Harrier looks like...
It's about 400,000 pages.
Instructions on landing gear, gas turbine jet engine starters, wiring diagrams.
We started following the instructions step by step by step by step.
Finally, his plane was restored and airborne.
It can come to a complete stop in the air. It can back up. It can turn sideways.
Those big Rolls-Royce engines roar. It takes a lot of thrust to keep these planes hovering.
Well, it burns a little bit of gas. When we're in the hover, we're burning a gallon of fuel, jet fuel, every 2 seconds. 1,001, 1,002. That was a gallon of jet fuel right there.
Knowles now travels the country, taking his Sea Harrier to air shows like the Langley Air Show in Virginia.
How about that? He backed it up like a school bus. Art Knowles.
When we're at an air show, I love the opportunity to be able to share it with other people.
And now with another private collector buying a Harrier at this weekend's auction, Knowles is also willing to share his expertise. He says he's available to help get that Harrier back in the air, too.
There's no reason that a competent pilot who had been properly instructed and trained couldn't, with the right supervision, safely fly this airplane.
Retired Marine aviator Art Knowles, the pilot of his own private Harrier jump jet.